This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey y'all, it's DJ So-So. Welcome to Hot Takes Cold Truths, where I share bold opinions, overthink them in real time, and talk honestly about growth in adulthood. Let's get into it. Today's hot take is not everything needs closure. We grew up thinking it does. That every story needs an ending, that every question needs an answer, that every feeling needs a resolution. But that's not how it works. Loose ends. They're not always meant to be tied, or burned off, or cleanly severed. Some things stay unfinished on purpose. Maybe they're not mistakes. Maybe they're actually tests. Tests of patience. Tests of restraint. Tests of whether we can sit with the discomfort without trying to fix it. Because the truth is, some loose ends don't tighten when you pull them. They tangle. And the more you try, the worse it gets. So you try again. And again. And again, hoping this time it'll be different. But it isn't. And it never is, and it never will be. And that's when it hits you. Maybe it was never meant to be tied. We think closure means something that we have to finish. Like we have to seal it and lock it away. But sometimes, closing the door shut isn't about resolution. It's about acceptance. It's choosing to not touch the loose end anymore. Not because it's fixed, but because you've decided it doesn't need to be. And maybe that's what closure really is. Not tying the knot on the loose end, but rather just letting the thread be. I experienced this with the, quote, ran into them scenario. Let's call them person A. Person A and I were the bestest of friends back in high school. We played on the same club volleyball team, we went to the same high school, and everywhere you saw her, you saw me. We were truly the definition of inseparable. Like, not just close. We were merged. Our routines were shared. Our jokes didn't need explanations. Our silence wasn't awkward. It was understood. We spent time with each other's families, with different friend groups, in completely different spaces. And somehow, and always, it circled back to just us. It felt like life was steady, predictable in the absolute best way you could imagine. Like no matter what changed during the day, I knew it'd end with her, the same way it started. Where are we going to eat lunch? Where are we parking tomorrow morning? It was the small questions that meant everything. Because they weren't really about lunch or where we were going to park. They were about knowing I wasn't doing life alone. Years of high school went by and our friendship just kept growing. But then, the obvious inevitable happened. Graduation. And suddenly the paths we had been walking side by side started to shift. Not dramatically, not all at once, just slightly off. Like two lines that were once overlapping beginning to tilt, being perpendicular, then switching to parallel. I could feel it before it even happened. That quiet, creeping fear. The one that you never say out loud because you hope it'll never come true. What happens when the person who has always been there isn't there in the same way anymore? I had to ask myself, who do I sit next to? Where do I go on the first day? Who do I text when something happens that she would only understand? And the crazy part of everything is that nothing bad happened. There was never a fight, never a disagreement. There was no big falling out. I could never pinpoint a moment where I could say, yeah, exactly. That's where it broke. The dynamic and everything just changed as life took its course. And that's what makes some loose ends harder than others. Because there's no clear reason, no explanation, no way of formulating the correct answer. It's just distance. It's just time doing what it does best. Never moving on, just always moving forward, whether you're ready or not. And at first, of course, I tried to hold on to it. I reached out. I made plans. And I tried to truly recreate what we had. Because in my head, if I just tried smallest bit harder, I could fix it. I could tie that loose end. I could reach and make it into a double knot. But every single attempt I tried felt different. Not wrong, not bad. It was just different, not the same, uncomfortable. And that was such a weird kind of grief to experience. Grieving something that technically still exists, but not in the same way you remember it, nor in the same way of how you emotionally were there. So eventually, I stopped pulling. And I stopped not out of anger, not out of pride, but out of realization that maybe this wasn't something I was supposed to fix. And then one day, I ran into person A. I ran into her with no set plans, no warning. It was completely random. Sort of just one of those moments life drops in your lap. And then see what you'll do with it. And for a second, it felt like nothing had changed. Although the amount of months, days, weeks, hours, minutes, everything that I compiled up, it truly felt like nothing had changed. And the familiarity was still there. The comfort, the ease. But underneath it, there was something different. Something quieter. Like we were both aware of the space that had grown between us, even if we didn't name it. However, we caught up, we smiled, we talked about life, very surface level things. Not because we didn't care, but because some things don't fit into a quick conversation in a random place at a random time. And then it was time to leave. There was no big moment, no deep conversation, no, we should hang out soon, that we actually meant. Just, it was so nice seeing you. And that was it. And I remember walking away thinking, right before I started my car, in my driver's seat, asking, that's it? That's the moment I've been wondering about? That scenario didn't play out the same way I thought about it over 1,000 times. That's the closure that I got? But the more I sat with it, the more I realized that was the closure. And it wasn't in the way I expected. It wasn't tied up neatly like a shoelace, making a butterfly. It wasn't explained. There was no last chapter in this book where I could close it and put it on the shelf with all the other red books. It just happened in a quieter way. A way that didn't demand anything from me. And this was new. This was unfamiliar and uncomfortable. But I had to adapt and understand what it showed me. It showed me that what we had was real. That every moment that we shared was of value. all the time spent, all the lessons learned, all the laughs shared. It was real. However, it was a real time that also belonged to a different time in my life. And maybe that's the part we struggle with the most. Not the ending itself, but rather accepting that something so meaningful, like person A and I, how we could finish each other's sentences, how we can say jokes and we didn't have to explain them, how we shared lunch every day, we started the day with each other, end of the day, everything, every circumstance that we went through, it was something that I truly had to accept was meaningful and that could exist fully and still not mean that it was going to continue forever. Because some connections aren't lifelong. Some are life-shaping. And in this case, she shaped me into the volleyball player I became and the person who I am today. She came in, she changed me, and she taught me things that I carry with me and I know I'll have for a lifetime. She taught me something that I couldn't have learned otherwise from anyone else. And that tie that we had, that bunched us together, when you saw her, you saw me, it loosened. Not because they failed, not because of what they did. It loosened because it was exactly what it was meant and supposed to do. And maybe closure isn't about getting answers from the other person, searching for that explanation, looking for those words that you want to hear in the scenario you played in your head over 1,000 times. Maybe it's about giving yourself permission to stop asking the question, to stop going over those random scenarios, to stop expecting a clean knot at the end of the string. It's your sign to stop replaying it, stop reanalyzing it, rewriting it in your head, hoping it ends differently, hoping that you could randomly run into them again and replay everything the way it ought to be in your mind. Because sometimes the healthiest thing you can actually do is just let the story and the beauty within it exist exactly as it is, unfinished, unresolved, and still accepting the fact that was more than enough. So now, whenever I think about person A, I don't feel that urgency anymore. I don't feel the need to call and text and try to reignite the fire that we had, that I need to fix it, that I need to define it, that I need to find some closure and to try to bring it back to what it was. I just let our story be what it was in that time of our lives. And maybe that's the quietest form of closure there is. Not the kind that announces itself. Not the kind that wraps everything up. But the kind that settles in slowly. When you realize you're no longer pulling on the thread. So in all, closure isn't always about finishing the story. Sometimes it's about choosing to stop trying to rewrite it. Person A, if you are hearing this, know that you are such a person in my life that has so much special and meaning to me. And to reiterate, you made me who I am today. And the laughs that we shared, everything within itself, I wouldn't trade it for a thing. But thank you for tuning into today's episode. I'll catch you on the next Hot Take and Cold Truth. Bye.